Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3, the K105.3 Morning Show. Good morning, Scott Clow. Jenny Lewis here.
Hi,
Jenny.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's great to see you, kid.
Good
You're looking
to be
good.
Here.
You're
Thank
all
you
smiling.
Very much. I am.
We brought Jenny Lewis back from her brief hiatus here.
Yes.
We took her off of her assignment because we have a very special guest live in studio. He is going to be appearing on The Voice. Matter of fact, he is a Grass Lake native. He's right here, born and bred. It's Braden Lake. Braden, how you doing, man? Look at you.
Yay!
Look at you.
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Man, I got to tell you, I saw you at Meckley's performing in a sunflower field.
Yeah.
how was that?
I mean that was awesome. I feel like I did it last year just to get things started,
mm-hmm.
and coming back to it after all this was awesome.
Well, at the time,
at the time, people didn't know, but some people knew, and I mean, it was, I don't know, it was just cool going back there and playing a second year in a row.
It's Braden Lape. He is going to be appearing on The Voice. He's actually already appeared on The Voice, and you were a chair turner. You had none other than Blake Shelton turn around for you.
Yes, sir.
Was he the one you were hoping for?
Yeah, he was the one I was hoping for. I feel like I would have been happy with any of them,
right?
But
Camila Cabello.
Yeah, that too. She was my second choice, but I mean, Blake for sure was my first.
What made Blake Shelton your choice? What is it about him?
I just feel like his more country background, you know, I'm kind of from a really small town. So his knowledge of like how things go as like small town stuff, I feel like that was more the thing that pushed me to him.
You know, that's something I wanted to touch on. But again, it's Braden Lape. He's on The Voice. He's from Grass Lake, Michigan. You're from Grass Lake. You're the talk of the town. Everybody at Missy's Little Grass Shack, that's all they're talking about right now. What was it like? It had to be eye-opening because I grew up in a small town. I grew up in Brooklyn. I'd never really left. And here you are suddenly from Grass Lake, Michigan. You go for your big trips.
Yeah.
Ann Arbor or Jackson.
Yeah, we get those long 20-minute trips.
Yeah, exactly. So now you're in L.A.
Yeah.
I mean, you're surrounded by these ridiculously beautiful people, and I say this in the most complimentary way. You fit in there. You're obnoxiously good-looking.
You're pretty.
Well,
easy, Jenny.
Thank
He's
you.
15 years old.
I know, I'm just
not
I'm
the
just
first
saying.
Time you've heard that. I guarantee it. I guarantee it. Are you fighting them off with a stick at Grass Lake High School? Be honest.
No. I mean, I just feel like it's just...
Jenny, I'd just like to weigh in and say...
Yeah, no, that's not true at all.
Okay, how about now, though?
Well, I don't know. It's just...
Braden Lape is here with us. He is appearing on The Voice. Tell me what was going through your head. I don't know. In the backstage, you get to hang with your family before you go on for the first time?
So you're kind of back there just sitting and waiting.
How was the food while you were waiting? Craft services?
I couldn't eat. I was so nervous.
Oh, you got
Dude,
get
I was
it.
I was back there, and they gave us these good sandwiches. They were good sandwiches. I just couldn't eat it. It wasn't even like I was not like worried. But then I was like, holy crap, this is The Voice.
This is The Voice sandwich. Did you save The Voice sandwich? What was on The Voice sandwich?
It was just a turkey sandwich, but it was good. It was from like a catering place. And
I was hoping maybe Gwen made it for you.
Yeah. I bet she has good sandwiches.
I bet so.
It's Braden Lape. He is appearing on The Voice from Grass Lake, Michigan. Now, you have Blake Shelton as your coach, and I figured what we could do here today is help you out. I'm curious to see how much you know about your coach.
Oh, God.
So I've pulled up some Blake Shelton trivia here for you.
Oh, gosh. Okay? This is not going to be good.
Yes!
No, this is going to be fantastic. And I think Blake, obviously, huge morning show fan of the K105.3 Morning Show with Scott Clow
yeah,
and Jenny Lewis.
He told me he listens to it every morning.
Well, good, as he should.
Anyway, here we go. Let's do some trivia. Blake Shelton trivia.
Oh,
question number one.
Let's see how this goes.
What was Blake Shelton's birth name? What was Blake Shelton's birth name?
What was his birth name?
Yeah, what's his real name?
Blake Shelton.
You know what? You're right. It was Blake Shelton.
Oh, wow.
But his middle name is Tolleson.
I'm sorry,
I did
what?
Not know that.
Tolleson.
Blake.
Blake
Tolleson.
Now, you tell me if I'm right on this. T-O-L-L-I-S-O-N.
Yeah, Tolleson.
Tolleson.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either. It's got to be one of those family names, but can you imagine yelling it? Blake Tolleson!
Blake Tolleson Shelton, get in here!
Actually, I can.
Yeah, no, it sounds very Southern.
Mm-hmm.
Here's another question for you. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right. Questions about your coach.
Let's do it.
When Blake was a youngster, what did his mom do for a living? This is going to help you with those awkward moments where there's lulls in the conversation.
Oh, gosh. She cleaned houses.
No, but she owned a beauty salon.
Oh, she did?
Oh.
Yeah.
Blake's mama's salon.
Well, someone had to take care of that mullet.
Right.
Someone had to groom that fine mullet.
She is responsible for his mullet. Oh, no.
Braden Lapierre. He is on The Voice. Is there any way while you're there you can slowly and surely just work mullet into a conversation? Or just try, I want to see Blake Shelton grow a mullet again.
Yeah, we need to get him to grow back that mullet.
Okay, but you don't need a mullet.
What would be your tip for someone that wants to audition for The Voice? What?
I wasn't even going to audition unless my mom was... I mean, my mom was the one that was just like, hey, why not just take the chance? I mean, it's nothing that it's going to do that's going to be negative towards you. They're going to tell you how it is. Like, you either made it or you didn't. And I feel like even for me, I was very new into it. I had been singing for real for maybe a year and a half. And I feel like it was my mom that kind of pushed me to do it. So I think if people would just want an audition, like, just go do it. There's so many people on The Voice, like, actually right now, that auditioned 6-7 times.
Wow.
And the times before didn't make it. And then this season, something happened, and they just made it through. So I feel like to anybody that really just wants to audition, just do it. Because the worst they're going to say is no, and then you can come back right next season and try it again.
Braden Lape joins us from The Voice. It's very evident that your family is incredibly proud of you. You look, your family, and I mean this again in the most complimentary way, looks like it should come with the picture frame. You're like the family that's in the picture frame.
Yeah, absolutely.
That you look at and you think, man, these people look happy, but I'm going to put our picture in anyway.
Right, because they surely don't exist, but they do.
You're like the family from a JCPenney catalog.
Yes.
But really, I think it's tremendous. And I don't know if you realize just how incredibly lucky you are to have parents that see that you have a talent. Your mom and your dad. Mm-hmm. You're an athlete. I mean, you're a quarterback. I'm imagining you're, what, a power forward?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And then what's your third sport?
I play baseball, so okay. I pitch.
You're a renaissance man. You truly are. To have a family that says, you know what, you have this gift, and obviously you're gifted athletically, but to say, you know what, you need to branch off a little bit and flex this muscle.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's awesome that your parents are there just to push you in the right ways, push you in the right directions, but, I mean, support you in all the things that you do.
When you auditioned, every single judge, you had Camila Cabello telling Blake to turn around. And Blake turns around and they have that grand argument there. You pick Blake right off the bat. All of them had said, I'm going to steal you if you're gone. Do you going to hold him to that? Do you have a copy of that? And are you going to approach Camila Cabello and say, this is a legally binding verbal document right here. You have to pick me up.
Yeah, I mean... If I don't make it past battles, I mean, I got to come back and just say, hey, you already said this, so you can't take it back.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, I'm excited to watch your journey. I know all of Grass Lake and all of Jackson County and everybody here in the K105.3 listening area and beyond. We got your back. We're rooting for you. But I do have to ask, what's it like having someone... like Sadie Bass, that's really a hop, skip, and a jump. I mean, she performs here in Jackson regularly.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
You're going to be directly competing with her, not only with her, but with your coach's wife.
Yeah. I feel like it's kind of cool because I remember in the first Zoom call that we had with The Voice, she, like, I didn't even know she was in it at first. And I looked and I saw that she was in it. Sadie, like, performed at my cousin's sister's graduation party. Okay. And I remember I went to it when I was younger before I even really thought about singing. And it was cool to see her on the Zoom call because I had seen her perform years prior and she didn't even know about me. And then now we get to, I mean, both do this journey together.
Well, it's going to be a lot of fun to watch you. And man, all I have to say, you probably heard it from everybody, is just enjoy the ride, man.
Yeah, thank you.
This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and I am more than excited for you. I know Jenny is, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thank you so much.
So to see you.
Yeah. I actually enjoy this so much. I have a Braden Lape wig.
Oh, you do?
On order.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sweet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah. I want to do some
side-by-side. Maybe I'll have to grow up my beard to have a little bit like you, and then you can wear the yes. wig, and it will look pretty similar.
We could be twins.
Yeah, we could.
Twins.
Yeah.
We're going to have to gray up a little bit, though.
Yeah. Okay. I might have to start lifting a little more.
Braden, is there anything you'd like to say to everyone that is, yeah, I mean, the support you're receiving is awesome. Is there anything you'd like to say to the masses?
Yeah, for everyone, I mean, that's watched. I just really appreciate all your support. I feel like I've got nothing but good things that people have said to me, and I really appreciate that.
Good luck, my friend.
Thank you so much.